From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. A bill that would protect medical marijuana dispensaries that follow California law from federal prosecution has passed the state Senate. Democratic Senate Leader Daryl Steinberg is the measure's author. He says it's an effort to give more certainty to dispensaries caught between state and federal law. California allows the use of marijuana for medical purposes. Federal law does not.
It does not create a blanket prosecution exemption for all dispensaries. It only provides that exemption for dispensaries that are within full compliance of California law.
But Republican Senator Jim Nielsen says California's medical marijuana law has led to the carte blanche use by many people who aren't sick, and he fears this bill would only make matters worse.
This is a step in the wrong direction, and it is contrary, I will note, to federal law. I urge a no vote.
The measure passed the Senate 22-14 with Republicans opposed and a few Democrats either voting no or abstaining. It now moves to the Assembly. California community colleges would be able to offer extra courses at higher costs under a measure that has passed the state assembly. Democratic Assemblyman Doss Williams is the bill's author. He says the measure would increase access to the over-enrolled community college system without hurting the state budget.
This is an option that allows colleges to offer courses at cost to students who choose to take them during summer or winter intersessions.
But Democratic Assemblywoman Nancy Skinner says that would create a harmful two-tiered community college system.
We haven't really addressed the problem. We've just created a circumstance where some can attend and others not.
The measure passed the Assembly Monday 48-12 despite strong opposition from the California Community College's Chancellor's Office. It now moves to the state Senate. Find these and other stories.